Why do some companies soar while others stagnate? It's a question that haunts every entrepreneur lying awake at 3 a.m., every executive staring at disappointing quarterly results. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Greatness isn't about luck, timing, or even brilliant strategy. It's about making a series of deliberate, disciplined choices that most organizations simply won't commit to. When Jim Collins and Bill Lazier set out to update their classic work, they weren't just refreshing old ideas. They were synthesizing decades of research into companies that achieved something extraordinary: sustained excellence in a world where 88% of Fortune 500 companies eventually vanish. What they discovered challenges nearly everything we think we know about building successful organizations. The sobering reality? Fewer than 15% of original Fortune 500 companies from 1955 remained on the list by 2008. Most organizations don't endure as great enterprises. Yet, some do sustain greatness for decades, proving it's possible. Greatness isn't about size. A small local restaurant can be great if it would be terribly missed if gone. Steve Jobs didn't save Apple by inventing the iPod first. He saved it by finding people who still believed in what Apple could become. If fewer than 90% of your key positions have the right people, nothing else matters. Your brilliant strategy becomes irrelevant. Key seats aren't just executive roles. They're any position where someone makes significant decisions, could expose your organization to catastrophic risk, or might deliver outsized impact. Consider Anne Bakar, who became CEO of Telecare at 29 after her father's death. She didn't have an MBA or decades of experience. What she had was the capacity to evolve, growing her capabilities as the company scaled. Most leaders wait too long before moving someone out of a key seat. We rationalize, we hope, we invest in development programs. But there's a moment when development must yield to replacement. Are you losing other talented people because of this person's presence? Here's what might surprise you. If you need financial incentives to motivate your team, you've already lost. The Cleveland Clinic operates on simple salaries with no pay-for-performance bonuses, yet delivers world-class care. Why? Because elite professionals are motivated by working alongside other elite professionals towards something meaningful. We've built an entire mythology around leadership that's almost completely wrong. We imagine charismatic visionaries delivering inspiring speeches. Then you look at the leaders who actually built enduring companies. Phil Knight, quiet and reserved. Bill Hewlett, methodical and understated. Even Abraham Lincoln, melancholy and self-doubting. Leadership isn't a personality type. It's the art of getting people to want to do what must be done. Seven elements characterize truly effective leadership, and none require you to be someone you're not. Start with authenticity, living your company's values through every action. Sam Walton didn't just preach Walmart's frugality. He flew coach, drove an old pickup, and got coffee from the vending machine. Decisiveness matters more than being right. Indecision paralyzes organizations worse than wrong decisions do. Focus is perhaps the most undervalued element. As Peter Drucker advised, do first things first and second things not at all. Your most constrained resource isn't money or talent, it's time. Personal touch distinguishes great leaders from micromanagers. Writing quick handwritten notes, staying accessible, knowing what's happening through firsthand exposure while trusting their teams. Vision is the number one responsibility of any leader building something that lasts. You can make money without it, but you cannot build an enduring organization. Thomas Watson Jr. understood this. Philosophy, spirit, and drive matter far more than resources or structure. Consider the person assembling Giro helmets. They could see their job as repetitive labor or as protecting people from injury. That connection to larger purpose transforms routine work into meaningful contribution. The framework for vision contains three essential elements. Core values form your genetic code, beliefs permeating every decision. L.L. Bean's 100% satisfaction guarantee reflects Leon Wood Bean's sincere belief in treating customers like friends. Purpose is your fundamental reason for existing, always pursued but never fully achieved. Merck's purpose of preserving and improving human life could guide them for centuries because it's broad, fundamental, and inspirational. Mission is different, a clear, compelling goal achievable within a specific timeframe. NASA's moon mission exemplifies this, landing a man on the moon before the decade ended. These big, hairy, audacious goals should excite you, challenge you, and require 10 to 25 years of relentless intensity. The critical part most organizations miss, you must recognize when you've fulfilled a mission and set a new one. The "we've arrived" syndrome kills companies. After decades studying what separates great companies from good ones, a pattern emerges: 12 fundamental principles in 4 sequential stages. Stage 1 demands disciplined people through level 5 leadership and first who, then what. Stage 2 develops disciplined thought via the genius of the and, confronting brutal facts, and the hedgehog concept. Stage 3 transforms thought into action through the flywheel principle, 20-mile march consistency, and testing bullets before cannonballs. Stage 4 builds organizations lasting beyond any single leader. Strategy isn't complex. It's your methodology for achieving your mission. The best strategies aren't thick plans predicting every move. They're thoughtful frameworks acknowledging that business cannot be entirely planned. Effective strategy flows from vision, leverages unique strengths, confronts brutal facts, and involves those executing it. Great companies make concentrated big bets at pivotal moments. What distinguishes good bets from bad is empirical validation, firing bullets before cannonballs. Intel tested 3 memory chip designs before betting big on the 1103 chip. Test small, learn fast, then commit big. The most impressive successes come from companies relentlessly exploiting victories through the flywheel effect. Big winners don't jump between initiatives. They kick their flywheel from 10 turns to a billion turns. Bill Hewlett advised, "Don't grow too fast. You need to grow slow enough to develop good management." Innovation isn't about generating ideas. It's about implementing them. Being your own customer is powerful. Brian Maxwell created PowerBar in his kitchen after major companies rejected his idea. Apple computers emerged because Jobs and Wozniak couldn't afford to buy one. Creative insight thrives on diversity. People with different backgrounds produce more creative solutions. As companies grow, they lose innovative capabilities to bureaucracy. The solution is decentralization, slicing the diamond into small, semi-autonomous units. Tactical excellence is where vision meets reality. Without disciplined execution, brilliant vision means nothing. In a culture of discipline, deadlines are absolute commitments, missed only when the other party initiates a change or true incapacitation occurs. SMAC, specific, methodical, and consistent, forms the essence of tactical excellence. Here's a hard truth. Poor execution is leadership's fault. It stems from management failures, poor hiring, inadequate training, unclear expectations. When L.L. Bean employees went to extraordinary lengths to resole 30-year-old boots, it reflected the culture leadership created. Creating tactical excellence requires a continuous 6-part process: hiring, enculturating, training, goal setting, measuring, and appreciating. Prioritize values fit over credentials. Provide specific skills training as a business advantage, not a perk. Goal setting connects individual work with company vision, cascading from annual objectives to daily activities. Define tactical excellence, measure it precisely, and post results. L.L. Bean tracks flawless shipments, 99.89%, and shares daily updates with all packers. Appreciation is fundamental. 3 forms matter: informal continuous recognition, awards for non-financial recognition, and unexpected financial rewards showing specific appreciation. The psychological impact far outweighs the minimal cost. Great company builders trust their people, maintain honesty, grant freedom to act, and set high expectations. From this foundation grows companies that make positive impacts beyond products and profits. The best leaders are teachers, not critics. They use vivid analogies to communicate complex ideas and reveal themselves authentically. they maintain an ever-forward mentality, never believing they're good enough, always seeking the next mountain. Your reward structure must recognize creative contribution through awards, separate career tracks, and financial rewards. Let creative people play pinball. Winning one challenge earns the chance to tackle the next. Innovation must extend beyond products to all business aspects. Federal Express solved package backups not through complex control systems, but by guaranteeing workers could leave early when finished, a simple innovation that transformed productivity. The journey never ends. In a world obsessed with shortcuts, the path to genuine greatness remains unchanged. Disciplined people engaged in disciplined thought, taking disciplined action. The question isn't whether you can build something great, it's whether you're willing to make the choices day after day that greatness demands. Because greatness isn't bestowed, it's built.